97.9 FM WCHL. Hi, this is Ron Setz along with Freddie Kiger. And today is not opening day for the ACC tournament, but tonight is when Carolina plays.
Yeah.
And be, as always, we got all the games
them
for
up.
You right here on WCHL.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Jones and Eric will be, they'll have long days as well.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll have special pregame coverage tonight from 5 until 6, broadcasting live at Bailey's.
Oh, that's cool.
Archansky and I are going to be over there.
Be fun.
Setting the stage for the Tar Heels and their action in the ACC tournament. And so, you know, we'll get you ready for it.
All right, that'd be fun.
Well,
I'll wave at you guys.
Well, thank you. We will look for your sweater vest.
Okay, that's right. That's right. Okay, Tar Heel ACC tournament history. The Heels are 88-41 overall in the tournament.
Uh-huh.
And one of those wins was an 87-50 thrashing.
Wow.
To win the 1968 ACC tournament title. Against whom did the Heels apply that beatdown?
I think I know.
Okay. It still remains the greatest margin of victory in an ACC title game. The score was 87-50. It was Coach Smith's second championship. Against which ACC opponent did the Heels win in that huge a margin?
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Freddie, you were asking about the largest margin of victory in an ACC tournament championship game. Carolina was on the winning end of that,
yes.
I believe it was North Carolina State.
You are correct,
lost
sir.
By,
oh,
what, 27,
sage.
Is that right?
Yeah, 1968 ACC title. Heels won 87-50, and also, although the score belies
37.
Fact, 37. Yeah, it was 37 points.
Yeah.
Was that was the game in which Coach Smith first introduced what would become the four corners offense.
Yeah. Wow.
Huh.
And Larry Miller was also the MVP, am I correct, of the tournament?
68, yes, he was.
I believe he was. Second year in a row.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was an outstanding player. A lot of folks who haven't been around here very long don't know about Larry Miller, but he was a good one.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, Dennis Wysick, who came in, essentially filled the shoes and the role, if you will, after Larry graduated.
Dennis Wysick never gets enough credit.
Dennis Wysick.
He really does. He lives right here in town.
Oh, Dennis.
Yeah,
I mean, All-America, great basketball player.
He was outstanding,
Had that. He had those, you know, you'd look at the box score after the game, and you'd see he had 15 points, 8-9 rebounds.
He did a lot of dirty work.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, I've told him this before. They ought to have him up there. I'm Dennis Wysick, and I'm a Tar Heel.
I mean,
seriously, he needs to get more recognition. Because he was a great player.
Me and you, we'll lead a campaign.
Yeah, you got it. All right, let's do it.
All right, everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy all the hoops that's going to be coming. Hope the Heels are playing all the way to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, we'll be back on Monday.
Yes, sir, we will.